As many of you know, Fort All, Portus, was begun in 1972. I gave the project to Mother. It was to create the proper channel where all the monies would be protected and where the service to take care of the needs would be without the exchange across the counter, which was the case in the beginning. So the name Mother gave was really actually for the bank account. It started the financial services of Oracle. You had to have your money on deposit as it is today. The system got interrupted for about 10 years or so during the revolution. And it came back thanks to Otto actively in the beginning of 1991. So what we've taken it now, we're taking it to the next level of exchange. And this is the level that we would like to present to you today. We're doing in these websites, we're trying to get away from the flat, boring website screen, and we're going into virtual room sites, we're calling them three-dimensional rooms. And so we'll have Survey give you a little explanation here. Why are we online?
Just move on to the next one.
Okay, well, the survey was presenting the fact that here you're now at the office entrance for the For All exchange. Do we have sound here? Can we turn off any internet?
There's no internet.
Oh, we've been through this in the office. Everything went smoothly, one to the other. I don't know. Okay. This room that you just saw, we're talking to you about... Did anybody have a chance to see it in the van? Well, anyway, we're telling you that... welcome to For All Portus, explaining that... we're here to serve the needs of Oroville without the internal exchange money. And so we are now taking it to a more sharing economy. This is really, we are enabling now a sharing economy, and that's what this is all about. So we'll go to the demo. For registering, I don't know if... what happened? All right, I'm going to tell you stuff because I can't show it to you. Well, when you register, we have two kinds of registrations. One, which is so that you can log into the system and say what you can give and log into the system when you need to take something to see if it's available. It's give and take. And when you will go in to register, just so that you can go into the system, see, Serbi is explaining now, if you go into gardening, I don't know where our sound went. I'm so sorry. Can you unplug the sound and let's just see if we can just get it without this interference? Okay, well, anyway. So it was Jack Bauer that logged in for a good sense of humor. And it's really where you're going to tell us what are the things you would like to offer Oracle. Okay, what kind of talents do you have? And also, if you're going to do something, what are your conditions? Okay? If you're going to give something, what are your conditions? Right? So that the computer can get this information and nicely get it in the proper fields to be able to then respond when it comes to the needs. Go to the next one. We'll just go out of the screen. And the next one is, this is a part two in registration is only for those who will help us with research. Oroville is a land of research. And research is very valuable information. So if you agree to research, we ask you to be identified and give us a good background in your capabilities and everything like that, so that this is part of the, you know, when you talk about the volunteers, we're all volunteers. When you talk about the maintenance is not a salary. The maintenance is Oroville's thank you to the Orovillians who are volunteers. And they didn't used to get that money and spend it how they could. They would only simply ask for what they needed. we got away from that system during the revolution. And during that time, people asked if they could have their maintenance money, of what was being put on their account on their behalf, and do their own shopping. And so we're trying to bring it back a little bit to how it was actually the Nita mother. Go ahead and go to the next one. Well, here's when we're going to say, would you want to give something? And then you're going to go and press the give button. And then that takes to the next screen, which is up above. Okay, you fill in there. Suresh, you can't fill it in. I'm so sorry. This was so nicely done. Well, anyway, here's now when you're going to say you want to give something. So you're going to say what it is. Are we even able to show that? Okay, all right. For example, you're going to give something in construction. It's going to be a bulldozer. You're an individual. And then we were using the example of Jack Bauer, for those who know 24, which is always going to have fun. He's a newcomer. And this is going to be a loan for all. This is not yet. And where does he live? He is staying in the community of Courage. All right. So the availability for this will, I think we said...
one weekend.
Huh?
Weekends.
Oh, the weekends. Okay, you can use the bulldozer on the weekends. And, and special notes here. Yes, it's a used bulldozer, and
Only experienced operators.
I like that for Jack Barron. Okay, so only experienced operators can use his bulldozer. And then what is it estimated at? He's going to loan us a piece of valuable equipment. It's used, so we'll say 37 instead of maybe 50 lakhs at over $100,000, usually the bulldozer. So, okay, it's only 307,000. Okay, so he's going to submit that. And then, when it gets submitted, it's going to go to the administrator, who is going to find out this is a real gift or it's a scam. So we don't put any scamming information into the system. So now we have an asset to loan, all right? And with this asset to loan, it's going to become available, and you're going to be able to see all these categories. We'll go to the next, sort of show a list of assets here that have come in and what their value is, and they're available to take. All right, so now, here's the deal. If you're going to say, I would like to take this piece of equipment, or I would like to borrow it, the email will go to the person. If the computer finds that, in fact, there is available for you, oh, well, no, you already know I'm here. Okay, so if then the email goes to the person who's going to loan it and let you know that it doesn't tell you who it is that's going to borrow it. It simply says there's a request for your bulldozer. And when you get, we ask everybody to give a, when their thing is returned, that they give an evaluation. All right? Orville has a terrible history of loaning things and never seeing it, or it's broken. So you're going to get evaluated. And the person's going to see the evaluation of the individual asking for his material. Okay. So it's going to be either conscious, we might even put super conscious if you got it back better than you gave it, and semi-conscious, okay, it looked pretty good. Unconscious, it's like, it's broken, or maybe it never came back. And so you're going to be able to decide if you want to loan your material or not. And if the guy scores well, you've got confidence. If the gal scores not well, you might say, no thank you, I won't. You have the right to loan or not. So the person is, if they have a bad score, after a few times, maybe they'll understand that, you know, they're being refused because they're not careful with people's things. Doesn't mean they can't try again. After a certain amount of time, then we'd let them wipe the slate and try again. But anyway, so that's sort of how that would be working. And also, what was the next screen? Okay, on our screen here, we have, for example, on the give side, we have a category of services. Now, if you want to look, like, for example, the category of needs, When Jack Bauer went in, he went to construction, all right? So here we don't need to look at the category of needs because it's that list again. The category of services, they're not all here, but for example, say you're looking at Orville Health Services. Let's go to Orville Health Services real quick. We did their website too. And so you see, if your question, what it is you're looking for that you need in health services is available here. And if it isn't, you can go back to the main screen. And then there's information. Now, many of you know the Orville Handbook. The Orville Handbook, that's Prisma, gave us permission to digitalize the Orville Handbook, and we now have it available here. So here's the table of contents of the Orville Handbook. And for example, go to health because you have a health question you were trying to find out. And we have these now in a flipbook format, which will allow you then to read, flip the page on. Okay, so here we are. You have the Orville Dental, Orville Health Fund, Orville Health Services, Health Center, the Wellness Center. I mean, you'll be able to read, and perhaps in this chapter, you're going to find the answer to your need, okay? Information is a need. Right, go to the next. All right, now, projects. All right, you have a project you want to do or you're doing, and need help, we all usually do, so you can go in and create a demand for your project. For example, what was this? This was Orville Safety Volunteers had, as an example, needed a computer, or Toronto was in transition, that's my daughter, but I, and the cost was $36,000 cash or in kind, the balance was $36,000. Then you say, okay, I'm going to give to that. So because you're going to give, you're going to put in your name, your email, your amount, your Portus account, your special note, and I agree to deduct the amount from my Portus account number. Okay, good. And so that all happens. Probably should work with your card group here. And then over here on the right, on the assets side, because if you go a little over here, we have the project fulfillment. Right? So you can see how your project's doing, what's coming in for you, and okay, the computer got 2,000, oh great, I only need 34, yay! And so like that, we're going to be developing this kind of virtual sharing space that actually what we're developing here, we just had an analyst come over and evaluate what it is we need. We presented this to Portus, Anandi, and everybody a few months ago. They loved it, but they have nobody to staff. They can't supply more people. We have a lot of other work going on, and we're doing computers for the computer sites, websites for services in Oroville for free. And this one's taken, I think we started this in October of 10, so it hasn't been going all the time, but now we do need our analysts. And actually, the flat screen that you saw before, we're going to be going into, for example, you click, we're going to be going into the virtual project status. You're going to have a more friendly 3D environment coming along here, getting away from our flat screen websites. And also, what was the next? Give and take emerging journey. Financial services, right. Well, some people might want to just make their contribution directly or not, but you can also go in there. We have now a Portus account. People say financial services, but Otto, after 10 years in Portus, needed so much more room. He moved next door when the building became available in aspiration. And once the sort of financial part of Portus was isolated from itself over there, it became, in people's mind, the financial services. But people still call it your Portus account, and that's fine, but just so you know, it's all kind of a blend. And we have now an account, 252054, called the Guardians for All. So, now, the Guardians for All are people who would like to support the work that we're doing, and we're making available then online for them to become a guardian. I did fundraising in the United States, and I raised probably $250,000 a year part-time holding members of wonderful organizations who care about their organizations, and I found that the little guy who gives $10, $15, $20, $25, these are the people that are the diamonds in the fundraising business, not the big give me $1 million stuff. So we're going after the little guy to become a guardian, where they'll say they'll give so much a month. I'm going to go and log in tomorrow, put on my $10, maybe I can do $20, but we'll see. And so now PayPal, if you want to go with PayPal, PayPal will send an email to you every month. We're going to ask everybody that on the 15th of the month is the day the guardian commitment, because they make a commitment to what amount and what currency gets paid. And when they get their email, they give permission. This is very secure for us and for PayPal, okay? So PayPal prefers it. For example, though, with the associations, many of you, if you were to help promote not just the for the Guardians for All, but try and use the software that we're developing as a sharing software in your own environment, you might find that very interesting. The analyst who came and told us what we needed to really be on top of the situation. We like to be a little bit independent of website and server softwares and have our own programming, Veripaca. She comes from Turin, Italy, and lives in a building where there's 60 to 80 people. And in this building, they share. She said, well, I'm here at Oroville, somebody can take my car. I said, oh, okay. I said, are you communicating to each other interactively online? She said, no. I said, well, would you like to? Okay, they'd have a separate field. They wouldn't see anything about Oroville stuff in there. They'd have their own. So it's also a way for us to take this out into the world, slowly but surely, to let people start develop a sharing economy in their own places. Now, if the associations promote that, okay, and you need to retain a commission because that helps you pay the rent and pay the things that are important for you guys, I know. And then what we would say is, for example, with the associations, you'd hit the donate key, not have the PayPal thing, because you're collecting money, all right? And then once a month, the money that you collected, that's what you retain, because you need to retain to function fluently, and you make that amount out to the four Guardians for All, and that will come to our account, and it will go to support the development of this work, but it will also go to support Portus in its development. If we have more than enough, I was talking to Anandi yesterday, I said, well, Anandi, if we have more than comes in, more than we need, then that's for you guys to take and put it where you know it's needed. So that's really what we're about. I might go ahead and go back to the last page. So I think now we're done. Trying to make it really fast. And we keep on here also Oroville and Mother's Words. We sent that out to the association last November. We did that for Mother, and we think that's nice for the public to have a check out. And boy, I've never talked so fast. I spoke so fast.
You can teach them.
Okay, sorry. Okay, you said do it fast, so I did. Well, yes.
Push the fast forward button.
Any questions?
Yes. Please.
Congratulations on being a grandmother.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Orotronti has a little boy, and his name is Ennio, and he's adorable, little colicky.
Are people meant to try to balance their giving and receiving?
No.
It's just
really.
Whatever it
well,
is.
Well, let's just say that if you're just a taker, we might program that in to give you a reminder that maybe a little generosity is useful. Oh, yes, we have a little card that we wrote up for everybody to take home. Richard?
Yes.
He got Harris.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. I forgot to put the Portus account on it. I'm so sorry. And I had it written in pen there under the Guardians for All.
And I think, you know, in the States, you've combined a lot of things that are very much happening, like Kickstarter.
Uh-huh.
There are all kinds of people who have projects and set a goal, like I need $10,000 to make a film.
Okay.
and they email all of the potential supporters, and then those people donate, and if they achieve the goal of 10,000, then the money's deducted. But it's not deducted unless that goal is achieved. And then many people know about the LETS, the bartering system, where you share your skills, and it's kind of an alternate economy. And then there's also something called Dwala, and now the banks are doing it in the States, where your cell phone becomes the terminal for keeping track of the money from your bank, and you can actually pay with an email or with a near-field chip that Apple will probably have in the next iPhone, and as Android already has. So I think Oroville is very much on the cutting edge of a lot of what's going on before, and it's good for us, because before we were surprised that, you know, this community-supported agriculture that you see around the world, Oroville was just doing. But in this case, you're right at the cusp of what the culture is doing back in Europe and the States.
I did say one thing, which I'd like to make. One point is that there is a tremendous unspoken economy in Oroville. And that's all that the volunteers put in. You know, like I said, this maintenance money is not a salary. Some people think like it is. It's Oroville's thank you to the volunteers, trying to take care of them. And their value is very important. That's why in the registration, we ask, in the second registration for research, we ask, what were you earning in this work that you did? If you do it in Oroville, that has a value. It's not like you're going to say, Oroville owes me money for it, but there's an unspoken, tremendous wealth that's not being recorded in research. And that's especially what we want to be able to do, is make, because the sharing economy, I mean, maybe the real strict capitalists will just be horrified, but when I gave the project to Mother in 72, I knew we had to computerize what we have in assets, so we don't waste money going and buying it again if we can use it. We waste so much money. Okay, we waste an enormous amount of money. So, is there any more questions? All right, well, thank you very much. So please just go online in your card if you want to become a guardian, and even $10 is a big deal. So I'll leave the place for these poor gals that I've come from.
And Claire, don't hesitate if anything you want to share and this updated you've seen, you just forward me the information and it forward.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very much.
Bonnie, I have just one question.
She has one question.
You know, there are a lot of ABI centers around the world and liaison people.
Yes.
We have sort of support, you know, from the outside. Do you know in how many countries they are established at present?
Yeah, but you can.
Well, I think I made a mistake. I put 29, and I guess it's just 27.
No.
Yes, because here, Julian and everybody, one thing, on the when people are signing in to become a guardian for all, we have making a list of the 29 countries that, or 30, that are AVI associated. So if the association is raising a membership, a guardian for all thing, and does it, that's great. But if people come in that don't know anything about Oroville and discover this on the net and want to support it, because also they're going to use the software in their place, then is it not possible that they can have the AVI tax exemption number for that country for their contribution, because we can give an email back that it was received by Oroville?
I don't know.
Not exactly.
It has to go through
the centre, because we can't give retrospective. In the UK, it's quite different as well. Actually our organisation that gets the tax.
And France, there is no more tax.
Okay, well, what we can do then is interface if they fill that out, and email to them to please go through the association office. Okay, then we'll do that.
There is an Oroville International website, which is orovilleinternational.org, and all the centres are listed on there.
Okay.
So we can go through that.
Thank you.
But we don't have your website on that.
Yeah, it's for all-poor2.org.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.